Bob.
Dance me up on the jukebox.
Jukebox.
Juke Jones. Got a jukebox.
We had Spike Jones on the bar.
All the jukebox music.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, You Made Me Cry When You Said Goodbye, Antoine Fats Domino. A legend leaves us, gone but not forgotten. The story of the Fat Man in records. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Call. I'll find some first that depends on whatever you're at.
Van Morrison singing Domino, Roll Me Over Romeo. I want to hear some rhythm and blues music on the radio. And that was what spurred not only Van Morrison, but just about everybody from that first generation of classic rock and British R&B and blues-driven rock and roll on. It was sensational in America. It was paradigm-shifting in the UK, including Ireland. And it's just part of the story that we're tracing to the heritage of the late, great Fats Domino. He left us this week at the age of 89. He left a legacy of music that changed the world. Was he the only moving force? No, there were many. But there was something about Fats Domino that kind of galvanized everything. There was a charm and a brilliance to his personality. There was a sweetness, but also an edge. Fats Domino was a larger-than-life presence. And his wonderful but very simple music was propped up on that. It was a package deal. He was a music personality. And there you have a couple of generations of Fats Domino's influence with Cheap Trick live at Budokan in the late 70s for Ain't That a Shame. Just a few years earlier, John Lennon's version from the Rock and Roll album, but that was the music that inspired the Beatles in the first place. And that was one of those big bangs without which, well, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So Fats Domino and his influence. But Fats Domino was in turn influenced by the music that he grew up with. And in addition to original songs, there were popular standards. And he would have needed to know all of that music when he was playing in New Orleans, banging a piano in the Ninth Ward in low-down barrel house joints. And here are two very unlikely sources of music that inspired Fats Domino. He would have his own hits with these songs. In their original hit parade form, in 1939 and 1940, by the very un-Fats Domino-like Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Thank you.
That's more like it. That's a little closer to Fats Domino, a little closer to R&B, although the phrase did not exist at the time. But the Glenn Miller Orchestra came closest to Jump Blues with their record of My Blue Heaven. And before that, the sentimental but chart-topping original Blueberry Hill. The Vinyl Experience is remembering the Fats Domino legacy with some of the music that inspired him. Now, as for My Blue Heaven, yes, it had words.
Whippoorwills call, evening is nigh. Hurry to my blue heaven. Turn to the right, there's a little white light. Will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, fireplace, a cozy room, little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Molly and me and the baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. Smiling face, fireplace, cozy room, and a little nest nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and the baby is three. We're so happy in my blue heaven. We're happy in my
I hear you knocking.
You know.
One of the biggest ever hit versions of Fats Domino's song was Dave Edmunds in 1970 covering I Hear You Knockin'. He would revive it some years later with the short-lived and much-missed Rock Pile. Frank Sinatra intoned My Blue Heaven, as also heard in the Jazz Age by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. The Vinyl Experience is remembering Fats Domino, in this case with a very unusual interpretation of one of his songs, and one that serves as a life lesson from not only Fats, but also this artist, Richard Hell, with his Voidoids and I Live My Life.
You
A little earlier in the vinyl experience, we heard John Lennon's version of Ain't That a Shame, and all the Beatles felt that Fats Domino was a seminal influence. And when the Beatles ran away with the crown, kings of rock and roll, and left the original founding fathers in the dust, Fats Domino had some lean years. And then all of a sudden, he would have woke up like the rest of the world and heard a song on the radio that made him go, hold on a second, I'm back. And the record Fats Is Back included his version of the Beatles song inspired in part by the Fats Domino sound, Lady Madonna. The vinyl experience now remembers Fats Domino with something unusual, covers of his songs from his own contemporaries. These are songs remade in Fats Domino's time, unlike what we heard a little bit earlier from a tribute record in 2007 by Tom Petty. Ironic that those two rock icons should die within a month of each other. And we also heard Richard Hell, but we're going to now go back to a true peer of Fats Domino, somebody who would belong on the Mount Rushmore of rock and roll if there were such a thing. Buddy Holly sings Fats, Valley of Tears.
I want you to take me where I belong, where hearts have been broken with a kiss and a song. Spend the rest of my days, dear, without any care. Everyone understands me in the valley of tears. Thank you.
The Four Winds Blow by Millie Small. She was one of the very first artists to have a smash on the American Hit Parade coming out of Jamaica. She was famous for a song called My Boy Lollipop. Same year, she covered the Fats Domino tune. And before that, we heard Buddy Holly do Valley of Tears, a rare example of one of the founding fathers doing a song by another one of the founding fathers. The Vinyl Experience is saluting Fats Domino with recordings of his songs that were made in his time. Here on VJ Records is Roscoe Gordon, Going Home.
Going home tomorrow. Can't stand your evil ways. Going home tomorrow.
Andy Nelson, I Want to Walk You Home, remembering Fats Domino with an encore by Van Morrison in the days before rock and roll. Van was out there listening, and the radio on a new world.
Gentler than a man, I am down on my knees at the wireless knobs. I am down on my knee at those wires. For Luxembourg, Luxembourg, Athlone, Budapest, AFN, Hilversum,
when we met, we let the goldfish go in the days before rock and roll.
But Fats did not come in without those wires. Knobs. Fats did not come in without those wireless knobs. Elvis did not come in without those wireless knobs. Nor Fats, nor Elvis, nor Sonny, nor Lightning, nor Muddy, nor John Lee.
In the days before we bet on Lester Piggott, 10-1. And we let the goldfish go down the stream before rock and roll.
again. Luxembourg. Luxembourg. And I've flown. The AFN starts the jazz. Come in, come in, come in, Ray Charles. Come in, the high priest.
In the days before rock and roll, in the days before rock and roll,
when we let and we bet on Lester Bigot, 10-1, and we let the goldfish go. And then the killer came along. The killer, Jerry Lee Lewis. Shaking going on. Grip balls are fine. Little Richard.
Justin, gentler than a man. Justin, where is Justin now? What's Justin doing now? Where is Justin now?
Come aboard.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. Get through walking these blues when I get back to New Orleans. I've got my suitcase in my hand. Now ain't that a shame? I'm leaving here today. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. I see you by and by, 'cause I'm walking to New Orleans. I've got no time for talking. I've got to keep on walking. New Orleans is my home. That's the reason why I'm gone. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. To New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans.
And that's the vinyl experience. Fats is walking home. The music, it's gonna stay for a while. Check out past Vinyl Experience shows in the PRN archives at rtds.ca. Don't forget the Vinyl Experience streams as a 24/7 iHeartRadio station. Please like the Vinyl Experience Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.